Jesus, our glory. You're turning the tides in America. Thank you for using even our weaknesses to make this happen. Amen. The Lord is with us, dear heart dwellers. He's with America. And many of you have been beset by all kinds of difficulties, pain, and sickness. And though I have said this before, the Lord brought it up again this morning, and I don't think we can take it any less seriously than before. So this is what happened. Ezekiel and I had a very small lapse this morning when we bought two small items that the Lord didn't think we needed. He had just gotten, for Father's Day, two pairs of shorts for around the house. Well, he hasn't had new clothes in over probably 2 years. So we got them for him, and it made him feel good. And they were nice and on sale at Walmart. So we decided to get more, two more pairs, so he would have something clean to wear always. Well, the minute they walked in the door, that two extra pair of shorts, I felt movement in my conscience. But I decided to wait and see. After all, he's been in bed for over a year. What could be wrong with an extra pair of shorts? Well, I'm redoing his studio to accommodate it for a lot more recording. And I asked our helper to get me four pencil cups, thinking, oh, you know, 99 cents. I had planned to cut off the tops of plastic water bottles and put a little gravel in the bottom and put his pens in that, because he has a lot of colored pens and pencils, because he draws. But she came home with four cups for $3.50 each, really nice ones, and I looked at that and my conscience went, mm-mm. Not good. She was perfect in what she did. She didn't do anything wrong. But I realized that had opened a door. So I let that sit for a moment. Sure enough, right after these items walked in the door, Ezekiel got a terrible twisting and stabbing pain in his abdomen and ended up in bed with severe pain. And I knew the Lord was allowing it because we opened a door to avarice. So we went to the Bible promises and got Holy Spirit. Then later I went through all the other household needs that were on the list to make sure I didn't blow it somewhere else. And each item checked out as being okay. But when I got to the shorts, I got God's correction. Woof. That was crystal clear, wasn't it? So the pencil cups, which I did not have to ask about in the shorts, are going back. As soon as we repented, his pain stopped. Stopped cold. Wow. It couldn't have been a clearer message. My loved ones, some of you are suffering terribly because you have not discovered and repented of an offense done to the Lord. In this case, he wants all of our spare money going to the poor. And so, even though, you know, it's probably under $20 or under $25 for everything that we got, that money didn't belong to us. It belonged to the poor. And so it opened a door. And the position that I'm in, I have to be absolutely, scrupulously honest and on the ball, understanding what the Lord wants and what he doesn't want. So some of us are still walking around in sins and attitudes that are causing doors to be opened so that demons can sift us. If your weakness is things, please do a checklist and see what you've spent money on that you shouldn't have. Better still, find out before you go to the store. If your weakness is pride or an independent attitude, disrespect, scorn, or disagreement, looking down on others, please, please repent and ask the Lord to change you into a gentle, loving spirit. If your weakness is finding fault with others, oh dear Lord, please start finding fault with yourself and excuse the failures of others as if they were nothing. If your weakness is selfishness with your time, Please repent and take care of those around you who are dependent on your attention so that they can grow up straight and strong and not crippled by neglect. If your weakness is companionship and intimacy and even lust, and you know you've crossed a line, please repent and ask the Lord to protect you from every occasion of sin. The enemy has hundreds of thousands of demons of lust sent out on earth, especially during the summer months when clothing barely covers the essentials. And these demons have one thing in mind, get you to sin and separate you from God. And I am sure that if you are a Christian, Satan gives them bonuses for bringing you down. Ask your guardian angel to warn you when you're headed for disaster, and then heed that warning. Run from it. He's the one who has to pick up the pieces once your shattered conscience overtakes you. You see, the devils are so clever. They lure you into an innocent conversation, and feelings start to stir. They whisper in your head, "It's okay, just this time. God will forgive you." Or, "You need this. You've been hurting so badly. They really care for you." So you dive into that relationship, or maybe slide into it ever so subtly, and then condemnation demons come in. The condemnation crew is what I want to call them. They have all kinds of accusations. "You've sinned. You can't pray. God won't listen to you, you sinner." And day after day, you feel worse and more alienated, so you go deeper into that relationship for relief. And pretty soon, you're so entrenched and addicted, you can't make a decision to get out anymore. Or perhaps it's resulted in a pregnancy, and you know this is not the person you want to raise a family with. The Lord is so serious about your sanctity and getting the spots and wrinkles out of our wedding gowns, that He will not let us slide in our faults. He most of all does not want to leave you to suffer in the tribulation. So He's allowing these misfortunes to happen to get your attention. And as always, part of the suffering is for correction, and the other part for timely world events that need to be backed up with fasting prayer. What better fast than the calm and resolute sufferings of a cross that fits your shoulder to a T? Speaking of fasting, dear ones, I have to confess I had to go off my fast on Father's Day. Actually, I went off my fast the day before Father's Day. I was so weak, and I was spending more time falling asleep at the computer than working. That is one reason I left behind on messages. A lot was going on, which I'm going to write about now, but I was physically exhausted. When I got up, all I wanted was dark chocolate, and so dark chocolate it was. That is very rare for me. So I'm going to offer up other things for a fast until I feel strong again. I wanted to tell you that so you wouldn't feel condemned if you were also having the same issues. One thing I do remember is that our blood turns over from thick to thin every spring and early summer, and sometimes that in itself can slow you down. But really, we've discerned it's more of a spiritual issue, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Lord, I know they're longing to hear from you. Please, Jesus, share your heart with us. Jesus began, "Indeed, it truly is my heart I want to share. Oh, how I love each and every one, and it causes me more grief to correct you and get your attention than it causes you. When I have to correct you, there are many factors involved. First of all, I loathe to see you suffering. Second of all, it delays the reception of graces and opportunities and promotions in my kingdom. I must wait for you to conquer that vice or sin before I can promote you to an area where there'll be even more heat, more temptations, and more occasions of sin, along with great spiritual responsibilities. Claire, when you are lazy like you've been for 2 days now, I see the souls who check the channel for my messages, and I grieve with them that there's no comfort because a message did not come up. Really, my dearest, I know your workload has been very heavy, and I have seen your efforts when you're falling asleep answering correspondence, and I am very pleased with you. And I appreciate all you do for your husband and those around you. It does have merit. But I would prefer you get a message up first, and then I will help you save time and energy with the other things, so you aren't toast the next day as you were today. Would you please, Claire, put that priority ahead of the others? And I don't mean a letter from someone who is suffering. That counts. But you could post that letter, you know, and that way others would benefit. I know you will do this now. I can see your heart, and I forgive you. Let this be a lesson to all of you, my little ones. Do not neglect those who are hurting or aching for your company, for your comfort or counsel. Be vigilant because you do not know who's about to commit suicide that you prevented by going out of your way to spend time with them. Forgive me, Lord. You are forgiven. Just take me very seriously. You know how you feel when people don't take you seriously. So please take me ever so seriously. Jesus continued, what you have shared about lust is totally overlooked in this culture because you're supposed to be sinning in the summertime. That's what it's gauged for. Lust and an increase in carnal appetites. An occasion of sin should be called an occasion of disaster because it affects so many aspects of your life and walk when you allow yourself to fall into sin. It sets back the timeline on blessings and opportunities I had planned for you. Because you were engaged in this sin, valuable people in your life suffered deeply. And you may have even lost the good wife or husband that I had prepared for you. On the heels of that, you marry the wrong person, have children with them, and find out 10 years later it's all a big mistake. Now you suffer with a broken home and children who are permanently scarred by rejection. Oh, my people, make no mistake. Lust has very serious long-range consequences. Sin rots away at your integrity, your purpose in life, all the promotions you were denied, and I am not talking about money. And worst of all, the children you love are alienated and compromised, coming into the world looking for a replacement for their mothers or their fathers, and they repeat the same cycle of sin. Now some of you will listen to me and others will ignore this warning that you are headed not only for disaster, but very possibly hell, because this sin has mastered you and robbed you of all you could have been. Don't you see? I am not a mean, chastising God. I am loving, forgiving, and merciful. Warning you that you will ruin many lives by selfishly ignoring my commandments and going your own headstrong way. And what coincides with these testings and corrections is the need for prayers and graces to be released on behalf of your government and citizens of America who've been blinded by the mainstream media. Blinded eyes are about to be opened and your sufferings are being applied to this cause as you discover the things in your lives that have blocked my graces and resulted in various illnesses and suffering. I want to heal you, my people. Walk justly before me and refuse compromise at every turn. Many of you who have fallen, if not all, have been set up by the enemy, using your weak points to entrap you. But I am throwing you the rope of grace to climb out of your pits. Now to add to this, I just want to say that even in the midst of your sufferings, much grace is being applied to your country's turnaround, and nothing you suffer goes to waste. This is the time to promote the truth and stand behind your president. Doors of corruption are being flung open for all to see how the traitors have been destroying America. The swamp is indeed being drained. But even better than that, I am about to release a tide of fresh, pure water from heaven that will cause you all to forget the days of the past. For I am doing a new thing in America, and we will go from victory to victory. Fresh, new living water shall be flowing down the channels of heaven and into the lakes and restoring clean reservoirs. Springs of living waters will come up from the ground and cleanse the filth that has been, bringing with them a new anointing for government with capable leaders who are dedicated to righteousness. This will call for a whole new crop of politicians, and many patriots have taken up the cause to invest in the government as officials who will do God's will and truly be servants of the people and the nation. I am calling all willing men and women to the public sector to replace the corrupted ones. I'm asking some of you to invest your life in this country while there is yet time. I will be with those who commit to changing the nation. All of you have something to contribute to your government, and there are going to be an unprecedented number of vacancies for you to fill. I can equip you. All I need is your consent and desire to become a part of what I am doing in this world. My people, truly, this is a time of new beginnings. Not easy beginnings, but new beginnings. And that was the end of his message. Well, precious heart dwellers, that certainly is something to inspire action in our hearts, even though it does go against all those who are talking about the rapture being imminent, which, as we all know, we've been hearing for 5 years. It seems that Jesus gives different messages to different groups of people. And for us, it's been consistently to pray for an extension of time and mercy. Even though we're all tired and really want to go home. Also in my heart, dear ones, there are many families on vacation, and when that happens, regular donations get forgotten. This time extends all the way to September, so I'm asking for your mercy and kindness for those who've dedicated their lives to serving the channel. We are in great need in this moment to cover salaries for our 4 employees. So I would ask those of you who have an abundance and are blessed by the channel to please take care of us so we can continue to be here for you. And if some of you are facing extreme fatigue like Ezekiel and Carol and I have been, oh my goodness, falling asleep at the computer, feeling very weak and unable to take another step, we've discerned that the Lord is allowing this burden, feeling like we're trudging through pea soup up to our necks. It's because He needs the sacrifice from us to fuel the conversions and revival of conscience of this nation. Right now, in this moment, and this too will pass. I've taken caffeine, rinsed my head in cold water, exercised and done everything I can think of to stay awake. In fact, tonight I've taken 3 naps since I started this message. That's how desperate the Lord's need for fast offerings are. So let's all lift one another up in prayer and keep going as we walk shoulder to shoulder without breaking ranks. The enemy is falling. Thanks be to God. But it is an exhaustive undertaking, and not many understand that this wave of fatigue is being allowed as a suffering to back up the Lord's move to liberate the nations from corruption. The Lord is with us, and we will overcome. God bless you, dear ones.